Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications, now presents Wausau East Basketball. East Basketball is brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glen Ray Radiators, CoVantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Cloverbell Credit Union, Coons Hearing Center, Intercity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, The Hearing House, and Young's Pharmacy. Now with the play-by-play, Tom King.
And good evening and welcome to Stevens Point Area Senior High. It's high school girls basketball tonight, the final regular season game for the Wausau East Lumberjacks as they take on the Spash Panthers tonight, getting set for the start of the girls tournament, which begins next Tuesday in the WIAA. I'm Tom King. Thanks for joining us here tonight. And the Lumberjacks trying to build a little momentum going into the tournament. They obviously have not had a good season in wins and losses, but they are coming off probably the most dominating performance they have had in recent memory as they got their first win of the year earlier this week as they dismantled Tomahawk by a score of 68-42. The Lumberjacks jumped on the hatchets early in that one and put it away with a huge first half. Basically, first quarter, they were 7 of 10 from three-point range in that first quarter of basketball. Olivia Zipper hit 5 threes in the first quarter on Tuesday night, and they were 8 of 15 from the field. Finished the first half 13 of 25 from the field, 10 of 14 from the line, and 8 of 12 from downtown. And they led at halftime by 20 and just kept going from there and won it 68-42. The Spash Panthers coming in with just 3 wins on the season. They are 3-18, but they've got some hope because they're coming off a solid performance in a double overtime loss to DC Everest last Friday night. Spash lost that game 69-57. Their last win dates back to February 4th when they beat Wisconsin Rapids, but played Everest tough on Friday night, and they hope that translates into a good performance here tonight. They've got one more game here, this game tonight before they start tournament play, taking on Wisconsin Rapids next Tuesday night in their tournament opener. We'll take a timeout, come back and hear from East head coach Andy Meyer. We'll do that next. You're listening to Lumberjack Girls Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
What would you do with an extra $100?
That's right, an extra $100. A Big Ben right in your pocket just for refinancing your vehicle at Cloverbelt Credit Union. But that's not all. With CCU's great rates, you'll save big bucks over the life of the loan when you refinance your vehicle. Cars, trucks, SUVs. If you owe more than $8,000 on your vehicle, stop in or call a refinancing specialist at Cloverbelt Credit Union. Even if you have less than perfect credit, no worries. CCU can help. We understand that there are events in life that can affect your credit. Our refinancing specialists are here to work with you to look at your situation and explore refinancing options. Chances are good that you'll be saving money when you refinance with a CCU great rate loan, and you'll receive $100 just for making the switch. Great rates, great service, and $100. What are you waiting for? Stop in, log in, or call Clover Belt Credit Union today. Offer applies to vehicle loans of at least $8,000 not currently financed at CCU.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit Easy Living Management. .com.
We are Fox Sports!
We're here with East Head Coach Andy Meyer before the game with Stevens Point. Well, first of all, congratulations on the first win of the year. It's always nice.
Yeah, it's nice to get the monkey off the back, finally. Yeah, it was a good win. We scored a lot of points, too, which is nice to see. So, had some kids hit some shots. So, hopefully a little confidence builder for tonight.
Have you ever been involved with a team that was as hot as they were in the first quarter?
Wow. No, I don't.
I mean, 7 out of 10 from three-point range, yeah. 8 of 15 from the field.
Not coaching girls. You know, I coached boys for a lot of years, too, and not that I remember. Yeah, they were hitting shots, so hopefully save them for tonight a little bit.
You got to look at some of your young players, too. At one point, you had all three freshmen on the floor at the same time. Brennan Romanski looked good.
Yeah, I like our freshmen a lot. They've been spending a lot of time playing JV, and we're doing pretty well on the JV, actually. They're about 500 as far as the record goes. So it was Bailey Lidke, that's it. So if we can blend those kids in over the summer and get them ready to go next year, I'm pretty excited about that.
You're going to have competition for minutes, and that's always good, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I don't mind running kids in and out and keeping them fresh and maybe kind of change what we do a little bit. So
you take out a Stevens Point team tonight that struggled in the win-loss column, too, but they're coming off taking DC Everest to double overtime, so they may be peaking at the right time, too.
Yeah, they're a better team than the record shows. Obviously, we play in a tough conference. And, you know, they're pretty young, too. They've been playing well. You know, they've been playing some good basketball against some pretty good teams. So, you know, we got to be ready to play tonight. Like I said, they're a better team than three wins.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the health of your team. Olivia Zipper again hit her head on the floor. I think that's what it was. Is she good to go?
Yeah. I was worried she might have a concussion, but just kind of a lump on the head. So I think she'll be okay. You know, this time of the year, I think every team's dealing with something. You know, we got some kids that have had sprained ankles and bumps and bruises, but you just got to play through those.
At this point, though, with nothing on the line as far as the conference goes, the tournament coming up on Tuesday, if it goes one way or the other tonight, you get some of your regulars out of there and give them some rest before tournament time?
Yeah, you know, I want us to play well tonight, you know, and just try to feel good about going into next week against Rhinelander, because, you know, I think the kids know that they can play with them, and we got a great chance to win that game. So don't do anything stupid tonight and be healthy for Tuesday. Yep.
That's East Head Coach Andy Meyer back with more after this. Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
What would you do with an extra $100?
That's right, an extra $100. A Big Ben right in your pocket just for refinancing your vehicle at Cloverbilt Credit Union. But that's not all. With CCU's great rates, you'll save big bucks over the life of the loan when you refinance your vehicle. Cars, trucks, SUVs. If you owe more than $8,000 on your vehicle, stop in or call a refinancing specialist at Cloverbilt Credit Union. Even if you have less than perfect credit, no worries. CCU can help. We understand that there are events in life that can affect your credit. Our refinancing specialists are here to work with you to look at your situation and explore refinancing options. Chances are good that you'll be saving money when you refinance with a CCU great rate loan, and you'll receive $100 just for making the switch. Great rates, great service, and $100. What are you waiting for? Stop in, log in, or call Clover Belt Credit Union today. Offer applies to vehicle loans of at least $8,000 not currently financed at CCU.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at Stevens Point as we get set for this girls' matchup between the Lumberjacks and the Spanish Panthers. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. First of all, for Stevens Point, Sarah Warner, a 5'7 junior, Abby Bohansky, a 5'4 junior, Mackenzie Eckroat, a 5'10 senior, Taylor Beatles, 5'7 sophomore, and Brianna Flugar, a 5'8 senior. For head coach Derek Kirkluski, assisted by Dan Gagnon, Katie Maltrup, Jackie Bertrand, and Dan Hoppe. For the Lumberjacks, it'll be Callie Sather, 5'6 junior, 5'8 sophomore Olivia Zipperer, 5'5 junior Jory Meyer, 5'8 sophomore Alicia Miles, and 5'11 junior Hannah Uding. For head coach Andy Meyer, assisted by John Budnick, Jeff Wallvogel, Sarah Johnson, Haley Houghton, Angie Popowski, and Lindsay Place. As we mentioned, Stevens Point will take on Wisconsin Rapids in a first-round tournament game on Tuesday night. That's in Division I. The Lumberjacks are in Division II, and they will travel to Rhinelander on Tuesday night to face the Hodags. The other half of that bracket has Medford playing at Minocqua, taking on the Lakeland Thunderbirds. The winner of the East Rhinelander game will move on to play Mosinee in the second round. The winner of the Medford-Lakeland game will take on Merrill in the next round. We'll take one more time out, come back and get set for the tip. It's East and Spash coming up here on Fox Sports Radio AM 30.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly Steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh Brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat. The way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
When you want to squash the negativity,
4th and 1, and you make Kyle Orton roll out
and escape the hardships.
Easy killer.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Nine points for Brenner Romanski, the freshman. 9 points for Tuesday night. It was really an all-around good. They did turn the ball over 14 times, but that's less than normal. Tomahawk didn't press. Let's see if Spash decides to try to pressure the ball tonight at all or not. But obviously you can't expect them to shoot as well as they did the other night, but it had to give them a little bit of confidence coming into tonight's game. And don't forget, tomorrow night it's going to be doubleheader boys tournament basketball action. First up will be DC Everest taking on Eau Claire North. That's the first game of our doubleheader. And then I'll have the East Lumberjacks as they take on Merrill in Division II action tomorrow night as the second half of our doubleheader. Alicia Miles will jump center for the Lumberjacks here, and we are underway, and Spash will control the opening tip. They have it in the front court now, and on the dribble is Sarah Warner. Hands it off to Abby Bohansky. Now a three-ball launch left wing. That's going to be an air ball. Uding pulls down the rebound on the miss by Taylor Beatles, and here comes East back the other way. Spash falls back into half-court defense. Zipperer gives it to Meyer. Meyer looks inside. Now it's Sather out on top. Back to Meyer, right side, free throw line extended. Pass, and Zipperer got bumped hard. They let him play on. Meyer lost the ball out of bounds. It's going to be Spash basketball. Boy, did Zipperer get bumped as she went to take that pass, but they let him play on, and Spash will have it on the turnover. Probably could have been a foul called there very easily as Warner brings it ahead. She's going to drive down the lane, throw up a runner off the back bracket. No good. Rebound is stripped away by Miles, and then Meyer comes away with it. East into the front court. Jory Meyer on the dribble. Bounce pass to Zipper. Down to Uding at the elbow. Kicks it off to Miles. Looks inside. Nothing there. Bounce pass on the baseline to Meyer. Left wing now. Here's Zipper. She's going to shoot and hit. Olivia Zipper with a two-point basket from the left side. 2-0. Lumberjacks, they're going to set up a trap here. Spash breaks it. Bohansky to the front court. Ekrot. Now it's Bohansky, left side, out on top. Brianna Flugar shoots, back bracket, no good. Uding with another rebound. She got bumped, but kept her balance, and East will have it. Zipper into the front court. Down low, this is Sather, turns, shoots over a double team, missed it, and Spash with the rebound. Might have been tipped. Stevens Point wants to run. Now it's Bohansky. Thought about driving baseline. It wasn't there. She kicks it back outside. There's a drive down the lane. Shot put up. That's no good. Sather with the rebound on the miss by Beatles. Spash starts the game 0 for 4. Hipper brings it into the front court. Hands it off to Sather. Dribbles top of the key. Looks back door to Miles. It wasn't there. Now Meyer takes the pass, and she gets bumped as she goes in. And she'll shoot two here on the foul to Mackenzie Ekro. Jory Meyer heads to the line for two. Lumberjack basketball brought to you in part by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Meyer's first foul shot up and in. 3-0 Lumberjacks. She'll get another here. Second foul shot on the way, and it rattles around and in. Meyer hits them both. It's 4-0 East, and they'll pressure the ball in the backcourt. Now pass is knocked away by Miles. Zipper has it, and she gets grabbed and a foul called. And that's going to be on Taylor Beatles. That's her first non-shooting foul. East will inbound it. Zipper looks to get it in for the Lumberjacks. Into Miles, left wing, out on top to Meyer. Zipper is going to launch a three left side, and she hits it. Olivia Zipper is really feeling it on the offensive end. At 20 the other night, now it's 5 in the early going. Here comes Spash. Bohansky wants to hurry. Goes baseline with a nice stutter step move, and she got fouled by Miles, who pushed her out of bounds, and Alicia Miles will pick up her first foul of the night. Non-shooting foul. Spash will inbound it here. Point looks to get it in and will. Out on top to Mackenzie Ekrot. Gives it off to Bohansky. Now left wing. Sarah Warner is going to drive in. Kick it outside. Three ball launched. Back bracket long rebound to Spash. 2-point shot put up. That's no good. Another long rebound. Now we're going to get a foul called on East. Uding's going to pick up the foul. A couple of long rebounds for Spash. And the foul will be on Uding. That's her first. Stevens Point will inbound it again. Looking now, they get into the paint. Shot put up. That's partially blocked, but they're going to get a foul on the Lumberjacks. And if that's Miles, that's a quick two on her. And that will be the second foul on Alicia Miles here. And two shots coming for Sarah Warner. And Brenna Romanski is going to get the early call here. Free throw is up and in. Romanski could be the wild card for this Lumberjack team heading into the tournament. She has not played much until later here in the season, and she did some nice things in the game the other night against Tomahawk. Can handle the basketballs. Second free throw is up and in. Warner got them both, and it's 7-2 Lumberjacks. They break pressure into the front court. Romanski, they're going to call her for a double dribble. Second turnover on the Lumberjacks. And it will be Spash basketball on the turnover. Abby Bohansky dribbles right wing out on top now. Taylor Beatles. Beatles out on top. Bohansky was set up in the post for forever in there. They let him play on. Bohansky now out on top with it. He's playing man-to-man. Good man-to-man. They are right up in the faces now. Bohansky drives, throws up a runner. That's no good. Uding pulls down the rebound, and it will be Lumberjack basketball. Boy, they're really letting him play here in some of these situations. There's a lot of bumping going on. Zipper on the dribble, gives it to Hermansky. Looks inside, not there. Now to Meyer at the free throw line. Back out on top to Uding. Now it's Sather. She's going to launch a three and bury it. Kelly Sather for a three, and Spash wants a timeout. It's 10-2 Lumberjacks. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest-running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit Easy Living Management.
We are Fox Sports!
Stephen Point as the Lumberjacks off to another quick start here tonight. They lead it 10-2. They're 3 out of 4 from the field to start. 2 for 2 from the line and a couple of threes. Sather and Zipper both have hit threes here in the early going. Spash will have the basketball out of the timeout. Lumberjack Hoops brought to you in part by Glenray Radiators, where quality and service go hand in hand at Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. It'll be Jory Meyer, Olivia Zipper, Callie Sather, Brenna Ermansky, and Hannah Uding back out there for the Lumberjacks. And once again, they're going to pressure and try to trap the ball in the backcourt. Bohansky almost lost it. Now she gets knocked down. Zipper is going to pick up the foul. Non-shooting foul. And that already is the fifth team foul on East here. Or is that four? Fourth team foul on the Lumberjacks. They put that up on the board quickly. Spash breaking pressure this time. Get it. Bohansky nearly traveled. Now she threw it away. The Spash player, Brianna Flugar, was cutting toward the basket, and they threw it out of bounds, and it will be East ball here on the turnover. They get it into Zipper. Spash is going to pressure. Now they get the steal in the backcourt. Feet underneath. That's knocked away for a moment, but Spash has it back. They launch a three. That's off the back bracket. No good. It's a point with the rebound up and in by Brianna Flugar. And now some pressure is causing the East some problems. Now Hermansky lost the handle on it. Now Zipper grabs it. They get it into the front court. Gives it off to Meyer. She's going to launch a three. That's an air ball too long. Grabbed by Hermansky, though, with the rebound. Bounce pass out. Meyer gets it back. Now Zipper. She launches from out on top and hits another one. Holy cow. Didn't even think about it. Just caught that and shot it. And knocks it down, nothing but net. 13-4 Lumberjacks. Pressure and Spash nearly throws it away again. They do get it into the front court to Flugar. Baseline drive and a shot put up and in. That was way too easy for Warner, who got free on the baseline and laid it up and in. 13-6, and now we get a whistle, and Sather traveled with the basketball. That was forced by the pressure. And once again, that's been a problem for East this year, handling full court pressure. They really have not done a good job with that, and it's showing here. As soon as Spash puts on some full-court pressure, Lumberjacks turn it over a couple of times. Spash gets it back here. Warner with it. Warner on the dribble, right wing, and dribbled it out of bounds. Hit a dead spot or something, bounced straight up in the air, almost to shoulder height, and then went out of bounds. Second turnover on the Panthers, and East will get it back. They get it into Zipper. She gets bumped again. No whistle. They let him play on. Now it's Sather. Sather will bring it into the backcourt. Bring it into the front court. Sather on the dribble. High post to Uding. Tries to feed. That was a blind pass, and it was well covered. Meyer was well covered. Now a jump ball called. East will keep it. Uding with a blind pass there nearly turned it over as she threw it right into a double team. Now Zipper will inbound it. And gets it into Uding right wing, knocked away, and she kicked it out of bounds. Well, they're going to say that went off point. Wow, it looked like it went off Uding's foot. East will keep it. Zipper gets it in, or tries to get it in, and does to Meyer. Meyer, top of the key. Hermansky, she's going to go baseline, hang in the air. Nice move, laid it off the glass, up and in. Brenna Hermansky with the hoop, 15-6. Now the double team, ball knocked away, and Spash able to corral it in the front court. Bohansky open, That's no good. The rebound putback, that's no good. Spash killing East on the boards here, and the second putback is up and in for Sarah Warner. East not doing a good job on the board so far. Now they turn it over again because of the pressure. Bohansky, top of the key, gives it off. Hannah Warzella in the game. There's a shot put up. That's no good. Another offensive rebound for Spash. And another one. East is just getting killed on the glass. Here's a drive by Warner. She puts up a shot. That's no good. That had to be an over-the-back call. Boy, they let him play on. Sather had rebound position. And once again, and now we're going to get a whistle, and a foul is going to be called on Stevens Point. Savannah Soik picks up the foul. Holy cow, East needs to get some rebounds here. They finally had rebound position and didn't get the call over the back, but they did get a call on Soik right there, and Spash will give it up to the Lumberjacks after getting about four shots at it right there. Timeout on the floor. We'll keep it right here. East basketball brought to you in part by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting Lumberjack sports. And also by DeVorney Orthodontics. You can see more than a smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics. Call them at 715-842-5688 or visit them online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. 15-8, Lumberjacks with the lead. A minute 43 to play here, first quarter. East with the basketball, and Olivia Zipper will look to get it in. And does to Sather in the backcourt. She's doubled. Here comes the double team. Ball taken away. Shot put up. Sather blocked that one in the paint, and Meyer comes away with it. Meyer into the front court. Now she'll slow things down. Sather's going to launch a three. Left that a little bit short. Ball goes out of bounds. It was last touched by Spash, and East will keep it. Zipper looks to get it in. Still looking. Now does to Bermanski. She launches. Left that a little bit short. Spash with the rebound. That was a long two. Foot on the line on the left side. Spash will slow things down now with a minute 14 to play. They bring it into the front court. Sarah Warner drives in. Now kicks it right wing. Open three ball. That's off the bracket. No good. And over the top with the rebound. Another three ball launch. That's no good. And another offensive rebound by Stevens Point. Now we get a traveling violation out on top called against Savannah Soik. Third turnover on Stevens Point. East will get it back here with 54 seconds to play first quarter. Kennedy Knobloch comes into the game for the first time tonight. I am told it's her birthday tonight. So she gets to celebrate her birthday by playing a little hoops, and she'll get into the game here with about a little less than a minute to play in the first quarter. She'll take the inbound pass and his double team needs to get rid of it now, and it does to Hermansky. East has to hurry to get it across the timeline. Hermansky will bring it across. Now to Sather. Sather bounce pass inside, and two-ball shot from the right wing. That's no good. Short, and Hermansky can't corral it. And it will be Spash basketball. 29 seconds to play here, first quarter. Zipper is going to check in and give Meyer a breather here. Spash looks to get it in, and they do. Shot put up, partially blocked by Lidke, and East with the rebound. Back the other way come the Lumberjacks. Knobloch into the front court. Picks up her dribble now, gives it to Sather. Now it's Zipper, 17 seconds in the quarter. Gives it off to Hermansky. Hermansky out on top to Sailor. 12 seconds. She looks, hands it to Zipper. She got bumped. They let him play on big screen set by Hermansky. 5 seconds. Zipper splits a double team. Runner put up. No. Blocked in the Spash with the rebound, but they won't get a shot away. And the first quarter comes to an end. Lumberjacks leading here after one, 17-8. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
What would you do with an extra $100?
That's right, an extra $100. A Big Ben right in your pocket just for refinancing your vehicle at Cloverbilt Credit Union. But that's not all. With CCU's great rates, you'll save big bucks over the life of the loan when you refinance your vehicle. Cars, trucks, SUVs. If you owe more than $8,000 on your vehicle, stop in or call a refinancing specialist at Cloverbilt Credit Union. Even if you have less than perfect credit, no worries. CCU can help. We understand that there are events in life that can affect your credit. Our refinancing specialists are here to work with you to look at your situation and explore refinancing options. Chances are good that you'll be saving money when you refinance with a CCU great rate loan, and you'll receive $100 just for making the switch. Great rates, great service, and $100. What are you waiting for? Stop in, log in, or call Clover Belt Credit Union today. Offer applies to vehicle loans of at least $8,000, not currently financed at CCU.
Fox Sports Radio. Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at Stevens Point as we go to the second quarter. Lumberjacks leading 17-8. They were 6 out of 11 from the field in the first quarter, and they were 3 out of 5 from three-point range. Spash with the basketball to begin the second quarter play. Lumberjacks have the starting five back out there. Now pass inside. They're going to call a foul on Uting before the shot on the pass inside. That'll be the second foul on Hannah, and Spash will inbound it here. Taylor Beatles looks to get it in and does. They get it out to Bohansky. Now gives it up to Warner. Warner to Brianna Flugar. Flugar out on top. Taylor Beatles will shoot a three. Back bracket, no good. Another rebound over the top for Stevens Point. Beatles shoots another three. That hits the back bracket and rolls in. Three ball for Beatles. It's 17-11. Sather with it. On the dribble. Gives it off to Meyer. Meyer, left side free throw line extended. Now Romanski comes out to Sather for the layup. I tell you what, East has been looking for a point guard. Romanski may be the answer here. Here's a shot on the baseline. That's up. That's no good. And Smash with a long rebound. Meyer kept that alive on the floor. Ball still loose on the floor. Still loose. And now East will come away with it. Good job by Jory Meyer that time. Here comes a pass ahead, and Romanski's going to get fouled. Zipper got to the pass underneath. That was good effort right there by Meyer to get down on the floor and keep that ball alive, and East was able to come away with it. Bohansky will pick up the foul, and they're going to send Brenner Romanski at the line for two shots here. Lumberjacks have been looking for a point guard with some strength to fight through double-team traps in the backcourt. Romanski, even though she's a freshman, may be that player. First free throw is up and in. A lot of games this year, they have lost a lot of turnovers in the backcourt because of the inability to split double teams or pass over the top of double teams. Romanski hits the second foul shot. 21-11, Lumberjacks. Bohansky, ball knocked away, and it's going to be Romanski. She gets the steal and got the layup on the other end. Brenna Romanski with the steal at half court on the trap. Now Bohansky passes it off and smash into the front court with it. Flugar right. Here's a long three launched by Beatles. That's no good. And that had to be either a foul or a travel. They're going to call a jump ball. Yikes. Sather and Flugar. East will have it on the possession arrow, but Flugar just came flying in there, knocking bodies left and right to get that rebound, and they let him play on. Holy cow. So East will have it on the possession arrow on the jump ball called. And here comes East into the front court. Zipper high pass to Lidke. Lidke tried to hand it off to Zipper. It's knocked away, and now a jump ball called. Spash will get it right back on the possession arrow. Tell you what, they've been playing pretty good defense. Since Zipper hit those early shots, they've got somebody right on her. And they have not had an easy time to get her the ball. Here's a double team in the backcourt. Now the ball thrown away, it's loose. Romanski is able to run it down. Another turnover for Spash, that's five. Romanski will bring it into the front court. Bounce pass ahead to Sather. Thought about the three, drives in, picks up her dribble now. Once again, tries to hand it off to Zipper. Spash will throw it away after getting the steal. Zipper, if she's got a player right on her. That's twice they've tried to do that. The ball is knocked away. East will keep it this time, though, and Zipper will inbound it. Looking, still looking, still looking. Now we'll get it into Romanski on the baseline. Going to drive in, kick it outside. Meyer will shoot. Back bracket, no good. Long rebound is grabbed by Stevens Point. Here comes Spash back the other way. Warner wants to drive. Throws up a runner up and in. Sarah Warner splits two defenders and gets a layup on the other end. 23-13, 10-point advantage for the Lumberjacks. 5:22 to play here, first half. Zipper into the front court. To Romanski, right wing. Out on top to Sather. Sather looks inside. Romanski, right wing again. Wants to go baseline. Now backs up, shoots, and hits. Brenner Romanski, a little step-back jumper on the baseline. 25-13. Here comes the half-court trap again. Bohansky breaks the pressure, gets it into the front court. They get it left wing. Bohansky's going to launch a three and hit it. Abby Bohansky was open and knocked down a three. Second three of the quarter here for Stevens Point. 25-16 now, Lumberjack. Zipper will slow it down and walk it ahead. Into the front court she comes and gives it off to Romanski. Out on top to Meyer. Meyer reverses field. Now gives it off to Sather. Ball fake. Sather out on top. Gives it off to Olivia Zipper. Zipper wants to operate at the free throw line. Kicks it to Sather. She launches from the left wing. A little bit short. No good. Spanish with another rebound. They are getting almost every rebound. Warner brings it into the front court. On the dribble. Bohansky, Flugard down low. Here's a shot. Girods. 25-18, Spash clawing their way back. It's a 7-point game. Bounce pass to Sather, puts up a shot. No, the rebound to Romanski, saved by Sather, and oh, that had to be an over-the-back call. Bailey Lidke was there, and the point player went right over her back and knocked it away, and they let him play on. Ball knocked out of bounds. And we're going to get a timeout on the floor. 3:43 to play, second half. 25-18, Lumberjacks back in a moment. You're listening to East Hoops, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
We are Fox Sports! Back here at the Spash Fieldhouse. We're in the second quarter here, and the Lumberjacks leading 25-18 in the final girls' regular season game of the year. Tomorrow night, it'll be doubleheader boys' basketball tournament action. First up, DC Everest and Eau Claire North, game one of our doubleheader. That'll be followed by East taking on Merrill. Lumberjacks coming off a Tuesday night win over Lakeland. Spash and Eau Claire North playing their first game of the tournament. All right, Lumberjacks will send out Zipperer, Meyer, Kennedy Knobloch back in the game. Callie Sather out there, and also freshman Naomi Murphy getting her first action of the night. East has the basketball. Last touch when it went out of bounds by Stevens Point. Zipperer looks to get it in, and the ball out of bounds by Spash on the entry pass, so we'll do it again. East Hoops brought to you in part by the law firm of Mallory and Zimmerman, proud supporter of local high school sports. Zipper looks to get it in again, still looking. Now throws it out on top to Callie Sather. Jory Meyer right wing. Now Knobloch with it. Kennedy Knobloch bounce pass to Sather left side. Zipper off a screen. Bohansky's been all over her though. Now the double team comes. Zipper goes down. Knobloch to Meyer right wing. Meyer skip pass cross court to Sather. She wants to drive. Ball knocked away. Knobloch comes away with it. Nearly traveled. Now gives it to Meyer. Meyer's going to drive in. Throw up a runner. That's blocked. But Sather grabs the rebound. And there's an entry pass into the post. And Naomi Murphy gets fouled. Foul's going to be called, I believe, on Mackenzie Eckroth. That's her second. East will inbound it. Brenna Romanski is going to get into the game. Give Callie Sather a breather. Zipper gets it in to Murphy, left wing, now out on top. Zipper down low to Murphy, double team, kicks it out. Meyer tried to pass it inside, a ball kicked. They call it travel. All right, traveling the call on the Lumberjacks. That's 8 turnovers. And Spash will inbound it. Hannah Uding's going to check back in, play with 2 fouls. She comes in for Kennedy Knobloch. He's going a little bigger here with Uding and Murphy on the floor along with Zipper and Hermanski and then Jory Meyer as well. Meyer runs into a screen. Warner's going to drive in, split 3 defenders, lay it off the glass, up and in. That was way too easy. Sarah Warner gets the shot, and now it's a 5-point game. Lumberjacks were up by 12 at one point. It's 25-20. They're up by 9 at the end of the quarter. Here's Hermanski, drives in, lost the handle on it, stolen away. Spash Warner out on the break, lays it up too hard. Spash there for the rebound, though. They'll get another look at it. Bohansky drives in, throws up a runner, and it's up and in. Abby Bohansky with a hoop. Big second quarter here for Spash, and they have pulled within 3. It's 25-22. East with a 3-point advantage. Hermanski slows things down. Zipper slows things down to Hermanski. Now it's Murphy. Used to be Zipper was the only one on the floor with a blonde ponytail. Hermanski wears her hair that way as well. One wears 22, one wears 12. Zipper, right wing, drives in. Pull-up jumper for Olivia. That's well short. Her arm might have been hit. Here comes Spash back the other way with another rebound. It was her first shot of the second quarter. Minute 49 to play here in the first half. Warner on the dribble out on top. He's been playing man-to-man. They may have to switch over to zone here. Now they get the pass inside again. Shot blocked from behind by Murphy, and then she grabs the rebound. They're going to call a jump ball. Spash will keep it on the possession arrow. Sather's going to check back in for Murphy. And Stevens Point will inbound it. Abby Bohansky gets back in for Spash. They look to get it in. Out on top. Left a little bit short. Spash with another rebound. They have it left wing. Just killing it on the offensive glass tonight. Bohansky with it. Beetle. Hermanski on her. Nearly lost the handle on it. Gets it into the hands of Brianna Flugard. Now it's Mackenzie Eckroth. Gives it off to Bohansky. Now it's Warner. She's going to drive in. The double team's there. Kicks it out. Eckroth didn't shoot the 3. Now the pass across to Abby Bohansky. Drives in off the glass, up and in. They worked hard to get an open look, and they did. A layup. Bohansky gets the layup. It's a 1-point game, 25-24. Spash has rid itself of almost all of that big deficit. Zipper in the front court to Sather. Gets a screen from Uding. They do. Gets the hoop. She's got 8 points here in the second quarter, 10 in the game. 27-24. Lumberjacks needed that. Spash breaks pressure. Bohansky's going to drive in. Got rid of it. Now Beatles open for 3. Back bracket, no good. Long rebound. Grabbed. Now knocked away by Meyer for a moment. But Spash came away with it. There's a long 2 put up. That's no good. We're going to get a whistle, and they're going to get a foul call. Loose ball foul on Jory Meyer, battling for that rebound. Actually, no, they're going to call the foul on Spash. Flugard gets the foul. Thought they called that foul on Meyer, but Flugard got the foul, so East will have the ball back with 11.6 seconds to play in the half. They inbound it to half court. Meyer's got it on the dribble. Tried to feed Zipper. It goes off her feet. Grabbed by Hermanski to Uding. She gets tied up, rips it free, shoots. That's going to be short, and the rebound grabbed by Stevens Point. And that's how the first half will come to an end. A little bit ragged there at the end, but the Lumberjacks were able to withstand the Spash comeback, and they maintain a lead here, although not as big as it was. But East has the lead at halftime by a score of 27-24. We'll take a timeout, come back, and recap the scoring, take a look ahead at tournament basketball when we return. You're listening to Lumberjack Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest-running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit Easy Living Management.
What would you do with an extra $100?
That's right, an extra $100. A Big Ben right in your pocket just for refinancing your vehicle at Cloverbilt Credit Union. But that's not all. With CCU's great rates, you'll save big bucks over the life of the loan when you refinance your vehicle. Cars, trucks, SUVs. If you owe more than $8,000 on your vehicle, stop in or call a refinancing specialist at Cloverbilt Credit Union. Even if you have less than perfect credit, no worries. CCU can help. We understand that there are events in life that can affect your credit. Our refinancing specialists are here to work with you to look at your situation and explore refinancing options. Chances are good that you'll be saving money when you refinance with a CCU great rate loan, and you'll receive $100 just for making the switch. Great rates, great service, and $100. What are you waiting for? Stop in, log in, or call Clover Belt Credit Union today. Offer applies to vehicle loans of at least $8,000 not currently financed at CCU.
You find yourself saying,
"What's trending?"
Whoa, you just broke news again!
Let's jump right in.
Your question has been answered.
This is what I know.
Log on to foxsportsradio.com.
What would they get out of that?
All your trending news is there for you.
Are we trending towards this?
Top stories.
I'll jump on a story like that all day long.
Top tweets.
Now this is regarding Twitter.
What's trending is all on foxsportsradio.com.
We are Fox Sports!
This is WRIG, Schofield, Wausau, and translator station W230BU, 93.9 FM, Wausau.
Beating Spats by 27-24 in this regular season finale for girls basketball. East was up 12 at one point in this first half, but Spats was able to claw their way back. East hit a late hoop that increased the lead to 3. It was down to 1, and Spats could not get a shot away at the end of the half, and that's where we stand, 27-24. Let's recap the scoring here in the first half. Stevens Point was led by Sarah Warner. She's got 10 points. 7 for Abby Bohansky. 3 points for Taylor Beatles. 2 for Brianna Flugar, and 2 for Lauren Gerrards. Smash was 10 of 25 from the field, and they were 2 of 2 from the free throw line, and turned the ball over 5 times. For the Lumberjacks, they were led by freshman Brenna Ermansky. She had 10 points in this first half of basketball. Olivia Zipperer with 8, all coming in the Sather, including a 3 ball. 2 for Bailey Lidke. Lumberjacks were 10 of 20 from the field, 2 of 4 from the line, and they turned the ball over 9 times in that first half. Stevens Point and Wausau tonight. Let's take a look at the tournament coming up next Tuesday night for the girls. It begins with first-round play for many of the teams on Tuesday night, some not until Friday, but Tuesday night's games include this Stevens Point team. They'll take on Wisconsin Rapids right here at the Spash Fieldhouse in Division I. The other Central Wisconsin teams in Division I, D.C. Everest and Wausau West, are going to square off at Everest a week from tomorrow night, and Eau Claire Memorial will play at Marshfield. In Division II, It'll be East playing at Rhinelander Tuesday night. We'll have that game for you right here. Medford will take on Minocqua, or Lakeland High School. Antigo plays at home against Shawano. Merrill and Mosinee got first-round byes. Division 3 girls basketball, Neillsville, the number one seed, they got a first-round bye. Wittenberg-Burnham with a home game against Clintonville on Tuesday night. And Tomahawk is on the road at Peshtigo. Division 4 girls tournament basketball on Tuesday includes Abbotsford traveling to Hurley. And Shawamigan will take on Phillips. Colby and Athens getting first-round byes. Also in Division 4, Marathon and Amherst get first-round byes. The games on Tuesday include Edgar at Wabino. Krivitz playing at Auburndale. Stevens Point Pacelli on the road at Coleman. Menominee Indian on the road at Crandon. Stratford gets a home game against Spencer. Wyawega Fremont is at Iola Scandinavia. Rosholt on the road at St. Mary Central. And in Division 5, it'll be Rib Lake at Owen Withy. Prentice at home against Cornell. Greenwood hosting Gilman. Other Division 5 matchups include Wausau Newman at home against White Lake. Wisconsin Valley Lutheran traveling to Elko. Tigerton playing at Bowler. Gresham's at Marion. Almond Bancroft at home against Loyal. Northland Lutheran playing at Port Edwards. Marshfield Columbus hosting Pittsville. And Rapids Assumption gets a home game against Granton. That's a look at the girls' high school tournament, which begins next Tuesday night. And we'll have the East Lumberjacks at Rhinelander right here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. We're at halftime. Lumberjacks leading Spash 27-24. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Hoops on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services.